Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Hey, and welcome back on the morning program here on KNEL 95.3 FM and 1490 AM in Brady. And to continue the morning program this morning, we have another guest with us this morning. We have August Pfluger with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Pfluger. How are you?
Well, we're doing very well. Thank you for having me this morning.
You're welcome. Mr. August Pfluger is a candidate for U.S. Congress in District 11, the district that is this particular county is in. How big is the district again? I forget sometimes.
It's 29 counties. It's 28,000 square feet. Goes from
square miles,
and it goes from Llano all the way on the east side up to Granbury, and then clear over to the New Mexico state line. Andrews County, Ector County, Midland County. So it's an enormous district.
It is big and large. The largest, of course, the cities: San Angelo, Midland, Odessa,
Granbury, Llano, and
Stephenville.
Portion of Stephenville. It's a great district. A lot going on in the district. I know we've talked about this many times on this show, but there's a tremendous amount of oil and gas, agriculture, of course, the Air Force Base in San Angelo.
Right. It is. It's a big district, and U.S. Congressman Mike Conaway has been serving there for a number of years. He chose not to run again, and that brought out a what we call a plethora of candidates. Had plenty of people running. And you emerged out of the primary election, this is all on the Republican side, as the person as the nominee and go forward to the general election. And as you look toward that, what are you focusing on these days?
Well, it seems like a lifetime ago that we had the primary on
That's
March
right.
3rd
it
because
does.
The world has changed drastically with the pandemic. But, you know, most of our focus has been on continuing to learn how to serve this district. And when you look at that, there's a number of things that we have been doing. Of course, we're trying to help and already starting our campaign staff and myself trying to figure out how we can help constituents that need different things, whether you're a small business owner or how we can get through this pandemic. But also, I mean, when you look at the world today, and especially in this country, I see the images of Portland, Oregon, and it brings out an emotion of, thank goodness we live here and that we have a conservative mindset that takes care of our families and takes care of our law enforcement and really respects our communities and continues to want to rebuild in a, I guess, a responsible way would be the best way to put it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago. President Trump was in town, and I noticed in some of the photographs of the event that you were there and as part of that. What was that like?
It was just an incredible moment for the Permian Basin. The first time a visiting president has actually been to Odessa, Texas.
Really?
And, you know, just to have President Trump focus on our energy sector. And, of course, when you look at the Permian Basin, we are producing 40% of the country's oil. Yeah. And we've risen to prominence as the leader, the number one producer in the world. Our country is the number one producer of oil in the world. And so for President Trump to come out to the Permian Basin and get a firsthand look at what our independent operators are doing was really a neat moment. And, you know, I had a chance to talk to him just a minute and let him know that these folks, the independent producers, they are innovating and coming up with solutions, and the shale revolution that has happened over the past 10 years has really pushed us into this position, and that has originated from the Permian Basin. And so he has a deep respect for this district and for what we're doing.
Well, it is a unique event, and I didn't realize that President Bush was from that area, but he was from Midland.
Yep, that's exactly right. We had a chance to ride in the motorcade and go along a 52-mile route because he had a couple of stops. And throughout the entire day, there were thousands of people. It was 105 degrees, but still,
yes, it was.
There were thousands of people with signs and flags showing their support. And I think, you know, that's it's good for the president to see that and understand that at least right here in West Texas and District 11, you know, we have a tremendous amount of support for what he's doing for our country.
What are the, from your standpoint, what are the particular challenges for District 11 right now, given not only the economy, but also the pandemic and how we respond?
Well, I mean, you know, for agriculture, the commodity prices are still very low. The input prices are high, and, you know, the pandemic has not helped that. And so we're weathering the storm both in agriculture and then in the oil and gas industry. We've lost 40,000 jobs in the Permian Basin since March 9th. So that is a tremendous blow to the industry that is fueling the country and the world. And so, you know, the challenges right now are getting past the pandemic and getting the economy kicked back off and doing it in a safe way. And I know that, you know, each community is dealing with it a little bit different. But I'm proud as we go around and see how communities are dealing with it. I'm proud of this district because we're doing it responsibly, safely. But also we understand that we want to get back to work and do that as quickly as possible.
You know, one of the things I realized we sort of skipped over is that we didn't have what I would call the obligatory, let's talk about your background, where you came from, and how you wound up running for office and doing that. So let's go back to that. You're from San Angelo.
From San Angelo, grew up in a ranching family, went to the Air Force Academy, and spent 20 years in the Air Force, active mm-hmm. duty for 19 of those years. And, you know, it was about this time, Lynn, last year that we decided to run for Congress after Mike Conaway decided he was going to retire. And we did so because what I see in this district are just, it's an incredible amount of national security implications. And I think everybody that went to the grocery store the third or fourth week of March of this year can attest to the fact that if we're not producing food for our own country, then we are in a national security emergency.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the same can be said for the oil and gas industry.
That's true. And so your family, have a family?
Have a wife, three daughters. They've started school, which is good. And again, I know a lot of communities are trying to figure that out, but we are trying to, you know, be a part of the solution there, and everybody's doing well and looking forward to, again, kind of getting back to a normal, a sense of normalcy, and just hopeful for what I see in this district that we can be a leader for the country.
Okay. When you're out campaigning, what part of your, what do you feel the qualifications do you sort of focus on?
You know, I think it's a mixture of all of them.
Okay.
What I've seen around the world, the respect that that we in this district, I've already talked about this morning, but the respect that we have for law enforcement and for family values and making sure that we do the right thing. Nobody here wants a handout. We want to make sure that we're working hard for what we need. And I think that's the disappointing thing looking across the world and the country right now, is that not every community feels that way. So we should be, we're lucky, we're fortunate, and blessed to be living right here and a part of a community that does believe in that. And so the experiences that I've had serving in the military, fighting in Iraq and Syria, and seeing anything other than freedom and liberty is what has driven me to want to stand up and be a voice for this great district and not only the state of Texas, but for the country.
Okay. Well, you are involved in a race. You're speaking today to the group of the McCullough County women. Going to be at noon today, and it's great to have you here. And as you know, always interested in and finding out what you're thinking and what's going on. How do you, Democrats are holding their convention. Have you response to that?
Yeah, you know, I'm disappointed because, again, going back to the images of Portland, the fact that not a single one of the leaders that has spoken at the convention has mentioned that, their silence speaks very loudly. And it is just a huge slap in the face to our law enforcement and to hardworking, good Americans. And I think that they just want something different. Republicans have to stand up for fiscal conservatism. We have to stand up for the values that we believe in. And that's exactly what I'm going to do in Congress, is be a voice for rural America and go up and make a difference.
Okay. Well, the election day is November 3rd. And to vote in the election, you need to be registered by October 5th. Early voting. I don't know about mail voting, but early voting gets underway on October 13th. So it's going to be interesting. Anything else? Anything other we haven't talked about that you want to talk about? We're open.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. That was definitely something I wanted to talk about, which is encouraging people. I mean, this is one of the most important elections in our lifetime, and I don't think we've seen a landscape, an environment that is like this. Mm-hmm. And the future of our country is going to depend on us getting out and voting and having our voices heard. And I'm afraid that the silent majority that we saw in 2016, we need to maintain and increase the number of folks that can go out in that silent majority, and we need to be silent no longer. So have our voices heard. And so encourage everybody to get out there and register. And like you said, the voter registration deadline is coming up in October, and that's 1 month prior to the election. So get out, get registered. If there's questions, you can go to our website at augustpfluger.com. You can reach us via email or call us. We are really out there because it's important, not just for District 11, but also for the state of Texas to maintain our conservative values.
Very good. augustpfluger.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask how somebody want to get in touch with you in any way. That's the way they do it.
We will be in Brady. Today, we are speaking at the Republican Women's Luncheon, and appreciate everyone who has supported us and look forward to continuing to meet as many people and be a representative for this just incredible area.
Well, meeting people is a little tough these days.
It's been tough. The pandemic has definitely put some pressures on, you know, moving into a digital kind of a campaign, but we're doing it safely and doing everything we can to get out as much as we can while respecting, what the communities are needing.
The Republican, McCullough County Republican Women, by the way, meet today. It's at the Brady Housing Authority. It is open to the public. It's not a private closed meeting. And so they will, you know, obviously be observing social distancing, as we must do. But nonetheless, that meeting is there, and it is open to the public for somebody who wants to come see exactly what you look like and look you in the eye and say, from a distance, what are you going to do to solve the issues I'm interested in?
That is fantastic, and I appreciate anybody who wants to come out and have a chance to talk about the issues.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me this morning.
You're right. August Pfluger, the candidate for U.S. Congress for District 11, Republican Party, and going to be on the ballot in November. So thank you very much. This is the Morning Program.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.